Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, and I am the world's only happiness specialist. And what the heck does that mean? Who is she? What does that even mean? Well, for my new listeners, I'm getting a lot of new listeners every week, every month, and I really want to say thank you and welcome to the show. What my purpose, what my destiny is unfolding is to teach people how to navigate through this life of ups and downs, navigate through the journey, and still be rooted in the foundation of peace, rooted in a foundation of contentment, rooted in being relaxed, balanced, have that vibration of satisfaction, that vibration of knowing that everything is in perfect order. And before I go on with my next guest, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have Kalina Smith on the show. I just want to give you my definition of happiness. And the definition is to be able to feel balanced and be at peace regardless of what happens to you and regardless of what doesn't happen. So this sense of happiness, I say happiness is the same as feeling content. This feeling, this vibration is something that becomes your identity, and happiness is a practice skill like anything else. Even with Kalina, with her being a psychic, I'm sure that she, when she first realized, you know, it is a practice, and whatever you practice daily, moment to moment, you will begin to not master it, but it will be your identity. In other words, if you practice, and I'm just going to throw something out there, if you practice having expectations, or if you practice blaming circumstances for how you're feeling, or maybe blaming someone else for how you're feeling, all of those practices, all of those behaviors really subtracts from your peace and subtracts from happiness. And basically, that's all it is, practicing what adds to happiness and eliminating the behaviors that subtract from happiness. It's a lot of behaviors that subtract from happiness, and, for instance, giving power to words, having expectations, having attachments, living in the past, living in the future, having judgments, resisting what is, trying to control anyone or anything outside of self. And some of the things that you practice that will add to your peace and your happiness are surrendering, acceptance, being yourself, living consciously. This is a hard one. Being okay with uncertainty, trusting, allowing, letting go, choosing your perspective. So in a nutshell, that's what I teach and that's what I share on the radio show every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. But today I have with me, and I have to say that I believe that we've had contact, I don't know, 3-4 years now with Kalina Smith. And Kalina Smith has been conducting professional psychic readings for over 20 years. During her early teenage years, she realized her ability to be a communicator between the angels, fairies, spirit guides, and the seekers. Kalina firmly believes that all psychic readings should empower the seeker, aka the client, and that all readings should be for the highest good. She believes that everyone has psychic gifts. She holds classes to give seekers guidance to develop their psychic powers. In 2018, this is really exciting, Kalina's psychic reading app was published on Apple and Android devices. This is a great way for the user to connect with their guardians. And to book Kalina Smith for a psychic reading, you can text her at area code 902-222-7278. Again, area code 902-222-7278. Kalina, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Rebecca. How are you doing?
Well, I'm hanging in here, honey. I'm hanging in here. And when that
Good.
Question, how are you doing? Let me tell you something. That question, how are you doing? I like to rephrase it and say and ask, what are you practicing? that's a deeper question and a question with a little bit more substance, meaning what are you practicing? And I'm going to throw that out to the listeners. What are you practicing on a moment-to-moment basis? What are you practicing daily? And whatever you're practicing is what you are going to be communicating and what you are going to be contributing to the planet. So it's very important to notice what you're practicing. And with that, Kalina, what are you practicing?
With it, well, practicing, I'm practicing listening and taking in your wisdom. And one thing I want to add on to what you're saying about expectations, that one I would say from like a psychic point of view, I think that is one of the biggest energetic or psychic blocks that we can experience. Because when we have those expectations, it can limit that experience instead of allowing us to go through it. I just want to thank you for saying that, because I think that's just a really important piece of information that all of us can listen to.
You know, when you were talking, I mean, my whole body is chilling up right now. It is really chilling up. And let me just say this. All of the things that I've learned, trust me, audience, I learned the hard way. I mean, I'm not like anyone else out there. I'm just like everybody else. I should say I'm like everybody else. And I grew up being programmed, and I like to say being programmed. So it's really not your fault, audience, being programmed to have expectations about everything, about life, about other people, about circumstances. So when you recognize that the programming, there is a programming of expectations, and to eliminate, and it is a practice to eliminate them, it really relieves you. It empowers you. And I have to say that just recently, my mother died about a month and a half ago. And I have to say I mastered having expectations until after my mother's death. And I had expectations of what I thought was in the trust. I had expectations of what was right. And I had to let that go. And the only reason why the universe throws things at me, I mean, if I'm claiming a happiness specialist, I had to find that, oh, gee, I still have expectations, and to let go of that. I'm just letting you know that if you just practice that, you will be freer, you will be happier, you will be more content.
No, I couldn't agree more.
But I digress.
No worries. No worries. No,
so,
I
Kalina,
think.
Go ahead.
I was just going to add on what you're saying about the happiness part. Like, that's such a huge thing from the guardians. Like, that's the number one translation I get from most of my seekers from the guardians is, we have a divine right to be happy. That's what we're here for. And tying it into what you mentioned about the program, that's real. We are programmed from birth to it's almost like we're programmed to forget our power, that divine right to being happy. And that's something, too, that we can get into, if you like, about with the guardians, what they say about that program.
I would love that. I would love you to get into that, yes.
Right, because one thing, like, I feel, and let me know what you feel, too, is that we're constantly bombarded with information about who we are. Like, again, going back to the expectations, you know, you're expected to, you know, go to school, make money, get your job. Like, it's just there's so much pressure on us right from birth that I think it really – It takes away from who we really are with it. Like, we're supposed to be, or not supposed to, but part of the energy in this world is just to enjoy, to connect with nature, to connect with one another in love and joy with that. And a lot of the programs,
yes,
we forget that piece. And we're I think that's the intention behind it. We're made to forget. or they hope. But now what we're seeing is I see a world now where so many are awakening, where it's like, no, this isn't who we are. And we're reconnecting with our spirit, connecting with our power. There's just, since the time I've been doing readings for over 20 years now, and I've noticed a difference in readings compared to 20 years ago to now. Like 20 years ago, most of the readings were actually about money. People want to know when are they going to, if they're going to win the lotto, how much money they're going to make. Like that was a big focus way back when. But nowadays, it's beautiful because people are really focusing far more on their own intuition. They're focusing on their own ability and their own connection to guardians, to the universe. So there's this really beautiful awakening that we're seeing with everyone, that it's beautiful. And your role, what you're doing is very important to remind others of their power.
You know, that was what you just said was really needs to be repeated. You said that 20 years ago, the main question is about money, and then another one that I always get is about relationships, money and relationships, and
yeah.
You're saying that that's shifting. What are some of the questions that people are asking? What are some of the things that people are wanting or seeking?
Well, one of the more popular questions I've been getting lately is for others, for my seekers and for my students, like for them to talk to trees or talk to the animals. That energy, like I'm getting more and more of those questions, more about how can I help this world? Those type of questions that are really strong. Now, I still could definitely get the relationship questions too, but I've noticed that the focus, I would say like if I read 10 people a day, I would say 7 out of that 10 people are asking about their own intuition, about their ability to connect with this world. With it, past lives are also becoming very strong. Like others are, they're remembering either a different time, a different experience where it was like, wait a minute, I was more joyful. How do I connect with that? Which I think is important because it's just a reminder of our power with it. And I noticed too that others are, they're not putting as, like money is there, but the focus as it was 20 years ago, there's no comparison. Like it's way less.
Well, do you find that people are searching for or seeking wanting to feel a certain way, wanting to feel at peace, wanting to feel, are you finding that?
I do find that to a degree. There's still, I would say the biggest translation I would get with that is that people are trying to remember their power. That's the best way I can describe it. They're trying to remember that, wait a minute, this program, like as you described at the beginning, this program that's imposed on us, wait a minute, that's not who we are. And there's this beautiful awakening that it's like, well, wait, let's talk about other things. And we're seeing it now. Like it's just, we're in a very exciting time. Like when we go to YouTube, there's so much information out there and so much more support to help everyone on their journey, where we can get great information, we can have conversations with complete strangers across the world to help us with our own journey and hopefully help them with theirs. It's just, we're in a very exciting time. But I think that's what others, a lot of my students and my seekers, they remember that, wait, we are connected.
I'm getting chills again. And what you're saying too, and let me correct me if I'm incorrect with this, correct me if I'm incorrect, what you're saying is people finding themselves, finding who they are underneath all that programming, finding this entity that is soul, is spirit, is consciousness, and it's getting away more from the human.
Yeah, I would. That's perfect. That's a beautiful way to say it. With it, they're remembering their soul. With it. I really feel very strongly that we're in an exciting time, that things are getting better bit by bit. There's still certainly work to be done, but we're seeing this beautiful joy coming in with it, with others just remembering and just saying, you know, no, I'm not going to be part of this program.
Wow. Yes. Well, especially coming from you know, and you're in contact with so many different types of people all over the world, that feels very peaceful. Now, I brushed over. Can you just share with my audience, some people that aren't familiar with you, briefly how you did come to realize that you did have psychic ability, and
right.
How you felt from the beginning. Were you comfortable with it? Were you questioned by it? Were you accepted by other people, your family?
Mm-hmm.
Can you briefly share with us a little bit about you?
Sure. My family was beautiful about this. My mom and dad, my mom should be listening now. She's making her lasagna. They were very supportive mm-hmm. about it because my sisters, I have two sisters, Tracy and Kimberly, they're also very intuitive. So we grew up in an environment where it was just, we were just allowed to be where we were. And growing up, I've always saw the guardians. I can remember being in my crib, seeing the guardians when I was, still in my diaper. And I remember that just being my normal. And I didn't know it was different until I was in grade 7. I was about 13 years old, and I was at what's called a sock-off of dance. And when I was at the dance, I was speaking to one of my friends, and I turned because there's these two guardians that were moving energy from the corner of the dance, and I didn't understand what the guardians were doing. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "What are they doing?" And when I pointed, there's a group of girls underneath, and they thought I was pointing at them, but I wasn't because they came over, like, asking me, "Why are you pointing at us?" And I was like, "I'm not pointing at you." Like, but then that was the moment that I realized, wait, they can't see them. With it, because it was so, the guardians were so vivid. So when I was 13, I became aware that some do see them, but some do not. And in that moment, I made a decision that, okay, where I can see them, I decided to kind of devote myself to, okay, how can I get better at this with it? So I was 14 when I started learning astrology, practicing meditation, talking to the trees. Like, I became much more aware of it. And then when I turned 17, that's when I got really serious and started doing professional readings with it, learning the tarot and stuff like that with it. But the readings for me, they're based on the guardians. And the guardians are my seeker's guardians. Like, they're not my guardians. So when I do a translation, I'll focus on that seeker, what their guardians have to say with it. Because guardians, they really, I know I'm repeating myself, but the guardians, they want us to remember our power. They want us to be happy. So when they do the translations, and guardians' roles, they're never, ever meant to make decisions for us. Their role is just to kind of give us guidance to help us with our path and our power. So if someone, for example, has the gift to speak to trees, the guardians are going to focus on, okay, well, if you do X, Y, Z, this can help you develop that. With it. And all the readings, they're done by phone. Like, there's no difference for me. There's no difference for a translation or for a reading done by phone or in person. So I just do the readings by phone.
Wow. And you say trees, and it's funny because where I landed, I even call this place the tree house because every window, I have 13 windows downstairs and maybe 10 upstairs, and I'm just surrounded by trees. Everywhere I look, there are trees, and I've identified with some. I've given some to my son. I've given some to a soulmate. I've given some to relatives. I mean, they're surrounded by trees. It's really an interesting place to be. But I want to also talk about this new psychic reading app. You said that you launched a psychic reading app. Let's get into that a little bit because that would be very beneficial to your listeners.
Sure. So 2 years ago, I was doing my meditations, and it just kept coming to me that I wanted a way to reach my seekers in case if there's something like they can't get a hold of me, and there's something that they could speak to their guardians, and a quick, easy, free way for them to do this. So what I came to was if I create an app where the seekers can just click on an icon and get the translation from the guardians, something quick and easy. So that was sort of the idea. And then it took me about 2 years I took online school. I did a lot of research to learn the code, to understand it, which, by the way, I absolutely love coding. If you're intuitive, I would actually recommend for you to learn coding. It's fascinating, and you'll see some things when you get into coding, how it matches when you do certain translations or certain energies. It's really fascinating. So that's how I kind of, that was where it was born. And then I decided, okay, with this app, I want to create sort of like a psychic exercise for the user so that they can develop their own intuition. So for the first app, I worked on for the seekers to, first of all, hopefully to see their power. One is that there's like a exercise on there where you have to focus your energy and see what number is going to be generated next. And the easy was like 1 to 10, medium is like 1 to 50, and then hard is 1 to 100. And what you do is you just focus your energy, close your eyes, and whatever number pops into your mind, just enter it and see if that's the right translation. And as you practice, and like you said earlier, the more you practice, the more you're going to get stronger because you're going to learn that language. So that's part of it. And then for the answers on the app, because what you do is you click a rose. And what I did was about a year and a half ago, I took about 3 days, I fasted, did my meditations, and I asked the guardians to give me translations to be entered into my app. So that's where a lot of the answers come from, and I have more that I have to enter hopefully in the next few months. And what they're showing right now, or sorry, how they showed it was the guardian said that they would align it, their translations, with the users. So that when you're clicking, that's a direct communication with your guardians. And it's free. It's a free app. Like, you don't pay for anything.
Well, you know, okay, here I am. I'm just going to expose myself. What the hell is coding?
Coding is a language. It's like a programming language. So what I did it's just a language to what you see on your screen, like the kind of like if you're comparing it to a car, like the app you would see kind of like the outside part of the car. The coding would be the engine inside, how it works.
Okay, so you're talking about a computer. Okay, I get what you're saying. Hello.
No.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm telling you, if I don't know something, I don't have a problem asking. It's just so easy for me because I didn't want to stay in the dark. But you're talking about computer coding. Now,
right.
Question. Now you mm-hmm. said that you did all the coding yourself.
I did the coding. I did have help. Like, I did get guidance from other sources to help me with this. That's one thing, too. If anyone wants to make their own app or do anything like that, the community, the app community is really wonderful. Like, there's different forums you can put questions on, and others will submit what they think the code should be. So there's a lot of support out there. Like, it's actually a really beautiful community.
Wow. Well, Kalina, we have – oh, you know, one thing else I wanted to say is you teach classes for people and give them guidance to develop their own psychic powers. What
right.
can be practiced – what are maybe three things that can be practiced that will develop psychic powers?
Okay. I'll start with the trees because the trees are a really wonderful way to develop your abilities. So to start with, if you want to start talking to trees or communicating with the trees, the first thing honestly to do is just watch what tree is jumping out to you. So one thing you want to pay attention to, like for you, like when you're walking by the windows, as you look out, there will be certain trees that all of a sudden your eye keeps going to. And what's happening from an energy point of view, there's a communication, there's an unconscious conversation happening in that moment. You may not be consciously aware of it, but something's happening. And then to develop that ability, one exercise that I do is I'll go get a good cup of tea. I will sit in front of my window, and I will stare at the tree, and I will focus my energy. I'll focus on my third eye. So for the listeners who may not know where the third eye is a point between your two physical eyes, and where it is, you'll feel tingling there. And what you're doing is you're using your third eye sense to translate more information. And the next step is a kind of, Rebecca and I already spoke about it, have no expectations. Just allow whatever you pick up to come forward. Everyone, guardians, trees, animals, everyone, they speak in their own way. So some might speak through sound, like you might get a song stuck in your head. Others might speak in an image. You might get a random thought or a random vision. Or it could be something physical where you're looking and all of a sudden just that tree, I've seen this happen before, where the tree that I'll be focusing on, that will be the only tree moving in the wind. All the other trees are still. Or you could watch how animals come. So if you're focusing on the tree and say like a crow comes, well, crows are really good omens. Crows mean high wisdom, high knowledge. So you watch how like the tree speaks to you. There's also, too, plant medicine or tree medicine where certain trees have different symbols or focuses. So, for example, a pine tree is the tree of healing. Oak tree is the tree of wisdom. Like, and there's different ones like that. So you can just do your research on that. So whatever tree that you're drawn to, you can look up into, okay, well, what's the symbol? What's the lesson from this tree to humans? And learn that. But that's a really a gentle way to learn the language of the trees and just let them speak to you. And trees, the other part that I want to add with trees is, especially this time of year, like we'll see the leaves fall if there's still any left. When the leaves are falling, you want to pay attention to, okay, where did that leaf go? Did it come to you? Is it around you? Like, what did you pick up? Because that would be part of the language with it. That's one quick one. Another quick thing that I would really recommend to help develop your own power is really focus on believing yourself. Because I would say the number one question for classes I get is that a lot of my students, they don't know how to trust what they're picking up because they're not sure. Some feel like, am I making this up? Is this right? What am I getting here? This doesn't make sense. One thing I will say about when it comes to psychic translations, intuition, anything like that, I have a rule, and the guardians have said this too, is that the weirder the message, the weirder the vision or the dream or whatever, the stronger the translation. Because the universe, the guardians, they'll make it weird because that way we'll remember it. And often when we get a translation, what I always tell my students is where you're opening yourself up, where you're like, okay, I'm willing to receive a translation from your guardians, if there's someone in spirit, the trees, whoever you're speaking to, just allow it. And sometimes there is time, like I've been doing readings over 20 years now, and there's still times where I'll get a translation that will make no sense, but I'll just trust it. I'll just say it to my client, or I'll just write it in my book just so I keep a track of it. And I would recommend that same for my students. Just make a note of it. It may not make sense. It may not make sense for a year or two, and then it will click. It'll be like, oh, that's what they meant with it. So it's just sort of like trusting and believing in your power with it. And it's okay to go through that journey. It's okay to say, okay, is this right? Is it wrong? It's all part of the growing to step into your power with it. And then what were you going to say?
No, I was saying what you were describing too, and it's another thing as far as adding to happiness and adding to peace is remaining open. It's just being open to all possibilities, letting go of thinking that you're knowing this with this ego, with this personality that you know, but just be open to everything. I'm telling you, before I moved into the middle of a forest. When I was in California, I walk around my house. Oh, the shoes had to be off. There had to be a certain everything was. I was so particular about everything, and being able to let go of things that are really not that important, not having preference, just being open to being different, open to change, open to growth, open to more consciousness, and trusting and surrendering.
And that's important. That's so important in this work.
Well, Kalina, we have a few people in the queue that would like to speak with you. Are you ready? And again, the number to call in and speak with Kalina live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and just press the number 1, and you'll be able to be put in the queue. And I'm going to take everything in order here. So we have our first caller, area code 863. Area code 863. You are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. You know, I've gone through a lot of changes in my life in the last 4 or 5 years, and I'm kind of at a place where I need to move back out into the world. I've kind of been in hermit mode for a while, so I'm needing to, you know, look for employment, connect with friends, and just kind of get my life, you know, the old cliche, get a life. I need to get a life.
You know what, Julia? This is Rebecca. You know, Julia, I'm in hermit mode now. I've been doing hermit mode for 1 year and 2 months, but keep going. Keep going.
Yeah, so, but just, you know, I go into overwhelm because I'm mid-50s. I don't have a lot of employment history, and what I do have is quite old, and so I'm feeling overwhelmed before I even get started. Mm-hmm. So I wanted guidance around just getting myself back out there, and of course I'd like to know, you know, what you pick up for me as far as finding employment, and what might be a good fit for me to get myself started again.
Okay, great questions. Okay, well, the first thing, Julia, the first thing that your guardians are showing here is they're asking, for starters, the guardians are asking you to recognize how far you've come along, because they're presenting an energy here that they're saying that they feel you're not giving yourself the credit that you deserve, because they're showing even the last 6 months for you, the energy, you've worked really hard. There's a lot of, the guardians are translating it that you have done a lot of self-discovery and remembering your power. And so what they're focusing on for the journey forward, what the guardians are gently asking at this time, is to put the energy or put the focus on rediscovering what is making you happy now. Because when we find what makes us happy, and it could be something as small as, like, let's say if you discover that you like going for certain walks, or you like going bowling, or whatever, that's where I would recommend to start. I would focus on where is your joy coming from and then follow it. Because when we follow what makes us happy, that's when we find our path with it. And for employment, the guardians are going again, they're gently repeating that piece. They're saying that you are very strong. So I don't feel, they're not making me feel concerned. They're just saying believe in your power with that. And what I would recommend for a lot of my students, for those looking for employment, one exercise to do is, Julia, do you have a car? Are you able to get to drive around?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. What I would gently recommend is some morning, like on a Sunday morning when it's really quiet in the area, what I would do is kind of visualize, okay, well, what is my new morning routine going to be like? And then what I would do is drive around and see what jumps out to you. Because this is a really good way to get a translation about where your next path, where the next chapter is coming in. And whatever, if you see a place of employment or store or whatever you feel called to, that would be you translating. And it could be guidance like, okay, maybe you go apply there or go introduce yourself to see if there's any job openings with it. And just sort of pay attention to what you feel with that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm taking this while I'm talking to you, so that way I'll forgive me.
Okay, perfect. No, keep doing your one thing for your energy here, Julia. You're doing very well. Just believe in yourself here, because your aura here is quite strong in a lovely way. And just know your power. That's what the guardian keeps saying. Know your power.
Yeah, wonderful.
You know, Julia, may I add something too, please? May I add something too?
Yes, definitely.
You just feel to me very, you know, big heart, and helping or even being in contact with others. Like I work at a senior center and it's very fulfilling, but being in contact with others, people that I don't want to say, not that they have less than you, but people that you can help, people that you can encourage, people, you know, in other words, the focus is on helping someone else. And when you have that focus on helping and assisting and serving other people, sometimes that self gets lost. I just wanted to throw that out.
You mean lose myself in helping other people, like,
yes,
you know, how they say do it, and so you don't, or do I
well,
lose
well,
myself
I mean,
because
I
help
you're,
people
you're...
over me? I'm sorry, because I can go two ways. I wasn't sure what you meant there.
Well, yeah, just as, I don't know, it just seems like you're so... I just visualize you with your arms out wanting to help, and I might be off, but I just visualize that with your arms out helping, and I'm just saying that, you know, you said you're a little overwhelmed by getting out there and overwhelmed by it, but as soon as you start with someone else that you can help, then that overwhelmment doesn't seem as...
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
what I meant.
Which is the focus, yeah. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy, I sure can't ramble on, right?
Yeah.
I can ramble on and you finally
good.
Get to the point.
That was perfectly fine. It was great.
Okay.
I get that. Yeah. Like, yeah, just shift the focus so that way I don't think about it. I'm overwhelmed because I'm focusing on helping somebody else. So, yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for calling in
call.
And keep listening.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Okay, now we have another caller, area code 760. Again, area code 760. You are live. What is your first name, please? Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Annette.
Hi, Annette.
Hi, Annette.
Hi. Hi there. So I'm calling in today to see if Kalina can pick up on psychic information for me regarding my financial status and any income, you know, opportunities that I might want to be aware of.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, what they're presenting at this time is, financially speaking, they're showing it, they're translating it as a garden, like a gentle garden. And what they're showing is two things. One is, are you familiar, they're showing a lot of feng shui energy. So do you practice feng shui now?
Yes.
Okay, because what they're doing is they're going over the feng shui, but they're asking you to use bells or tingshas to activate the financial points in your house.
My gosh, that's awesome because I use bells. I don't use sage.
Oh, perfect, because she's saying the bells. She says sound is your power. So from an energy point of view regarding financial, the guardians are asking you to use your power with sound to activate the feng shui points to allow abundance to come in. Because the financial piece, what they're showing, they're saying you're on the right track. Just keep doing what you're doing. I would just use sound. The other part, too, I would gently recommend for you, and only if you're comfortable, I would see if there's any practitioners around who work with tuning forks. Because where sound is so powerful with you, I think working with tuning forks would just help activate your vibration a bit more. This sort of heads up that, because I keep hearing tuning forks, and they're saying that may be something just to help you expand your power.
Wow, I love that. Yeah. And you're so right about sound.
Oh, good. I'm glad. There's another one, too, that, like, for the listeners, for anyone who's trying to bring in abundance, but I want to kind of qualify when I say the word abundance. Abundance, I don't just consider that just money. I consider that, like, love, health, joy, like, those energies. And one way, a very old-fashioned way to call in abundance is you take a pinch of, just a wee pinch of cinnamon, and you sprinkle it on your front door. And you just put your intention, and you, what you're doing is you're creating a sacred space for the energy to come forward and say, okay, I am welcoming the happy, joyful energy of abundance. And then watch how it comes in.
Oh, my gosh. I love that, too.
Yeah, see if that helps with that. But keep doing what you're doing. But the feng shui, they're saying that's a very high vibration for you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes I get it. Fire to switch things around. I'll get the message and the inspiration. Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm going to try that.
Good. I'm glad. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Keep listening. I'll put you on mute. Please keep listening. Well, we have a lot of people in the queue, but if they don't press the number one, that means they're just rather listen and they don't want to come forth with a question and or a... Which is fine. But I want to go back to this cinnamon. Now, you said cinnamon. Now, so cinnamon, you said at the front door, and it's going to.
Well, my understanding. What's that?
Mm. No, I was going to say. I actually was going to say, so all of those years of practice, so all of these years of practice and all of this knowledge that you have and all of this information comes just with practice and little by little by little by little, because you're still learning. You're still learning more. I mean, what have you learned in the last 6 months or maybe even the last year personally that you can share with the audience about self?
I would actually say I'm a huge nerd. Like a lot of my friends know that I'm a huge nerd. So I would say the thing that I've been really helping expand my intuition, this is going to sound very random, is one is I actually keep an eye on the newspaper. I read the, for the most part, I read the newspaper, the paper every day, just to translate, like, where's the energy coming from? That's one thing I do daily. The other part to you, I do, because you could translate, like, going back to what you mentioned with the program, I find that's a really good way to find out, well, where's the program at? Because we're seeing these wonderful, in my opinion, wonderful acts of others that saying, no, no more program, we're not doing it. Just bit by bit, like, I'm in Nova Scotia, Canada, and there's a talk right now, like, there's a lot of people upset about the clear cutting of the forest. So we're seeing movement where, you know, we have protests here. We're like, no, enough is enough. Where I really firmly believe, had this happened 30, 40 years ago, we wouldn't be having these protests. They'd be like, oh, okay, go for it. And now, like, others are remembering, no, we have a sacred connection to the trees. And we're seeing stuff like we're just seeing a movement here bit by bit that others are like, no, we have a connection to nature. So that to me is just, it's very beautiful, very exciting. The other part too, I'm really getting into is same with my boyfriend and I, we're learning AI and artificial intelligence, the coding or programming of AI, which I find absolutely fascinating. So that's something that I'm nowhere near an expert. I'm just learning. So that's something that I'm getting really excited because to me, this is just, and I could be completely wrong, but just right now, my feeling, my thinking is right now that when we use, like, for example, tarot cards, or when we're using, like, reading palmistry or astrology, that's a language, that working with these tools help us translate what the guardians, what the universe wants us to know. So with AI, I'm kind of in the mind, like, as I'm learning this, and I'm still very new, I'm kind of wondering, is it possible to work with AI to create a conversation? Like, okay, well, how can we see our power with this? Is there any more way that we can grow into this? And that's sort of like, that's sort of what I'm learning now, which I find AI just fascinating.
Wow. Well, we have someone else that press the number 1 and wants to speak with you live. Hold on a second. It's area code 646. Area code 646. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm here with Kalina Smith. What is your first name, please? Hello?
Hello?
Area code 646. Hello. Going once.
Oh, hello. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. What's your name, please?
Oh, hey. My name is Lisa. I'm calling from New York City.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, ladies. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Fine. So, I have a question about a move.
Okay.
I am looking to move to the New Jersey. I've been living in the city for the past 10 years, and I need something different now. I've been going to school on Long Island, so this suburban book kind of have knit me. So I definitely would like to make a change, and I would like to know, I would love for it to happen definitely in 2019, but I'm thinking it's either going to happen probably midsummer or either early fall. Do you pick up any energy around that move?
For 2019? Sure.
Yes.
Okay. The Guardians are translating that 2019 is going to be a year of what the Guardians are showing it as, like a purge or cleanse. It's about removing energy that is no longer serving you. So where you're already feeling the energy of, okay, I want a move or a change, that makes sense with this energy. My recommendation is with this energy, where you have a really good understanding of what's not your energy anymore, I would put the focus on, I would gently put the focus on, okay, what is your energy? What is making you happy? And then follow that. Because they're saying to get the guidance, that will help you. And they're saying also too, that they keep saying bluebirds, blue jays, bluebirds. When you see a bluebird or blue jay, that's a really good omen for you. So that means something really good is about to happen.
Okay. Right. A blue jay or a bluebird. Okay.
Yeah,
Thank you.
A good omen. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Wow, there's always something to learn. You said something about the blue jays are a good omen.
Mm-hmm. The guardians, what they'll do is they'll often, for seekers, they'll give certain translations that this bird or this animal certain translations are like, okay, this is their sign to you for you to know that something really wonderful is about to happen, so that you'll be aware of, okay, something beautiful is coming with that.
Now,
so,
I have a question that I – no, go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
I have a question that I've never even asked, but I'm interested in your answer. Have you ever had a client or a seeker that has been impossible to read, or that has been difficult to read, or the reading was off or imbalanced? Have you ever had that vibe?
That's a great question. That's actually a really great question. I've had translations before where I've actually had to give seekers back their money because the guardians were like, we can't give them the answer. They haven't done the work, so we can't give them. So that has happened before, because it wouldn't be ethical. Like, I'm not a reader who's going to pretend to read, if you know, like, because I know that it's just, that's not me. That's not who I am. So if the guardians aren't going to speak, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to pretend. The second one is going back to a difficulty reading. Sometimes what happens is, and I, again, not to keep bringing it up, but expectations. I've had different clients where they come in where they have such a very specific expectation of how I'm supposed to be in the reading that they won't hear the guardians at all. So it becomes very difficult. Like, they'll get very, I actually had one the other day where she wants to know about her marriage, her, what the outcome is. And the thing is with guardians, like my role, the guardian's role, our role is never to tell you the outcome of the marriage. That's, you're in a journey kind of a thing. And when you're not doing the work, you know, there is no translation. So the guardians were focusing, okay, do the work, focus on the journey. And she got mad at me because I wasn't giving her the answer. And there's some that they'll actually end the reading early because that's not what they want to hear with it. So that does happen from time to time. But that just, it's nothing against them. It's just, that's where they are in the journey. They're not ready to receive or to hear.
Wow. You know, let me, I'm just chilling up again, because let me say something. I get a lot of students angry at me, people even that call in the, into the show that get angry, but let me just throw something out at that anger. That anger that people display is never about the intended target. It's never about you. It's never about, even if they're screaming at you and yelling your name, their anger has nothing to do with you. And so that's another thing that I practice and I teach, that never take anything anybody says to you, especially in anger, personally. Never. It's never about you. It's coming from a place within. And that I was programmed to blame everybody for how I'm feeling, and you didn't call me, so now I'm disappointed, or you didn't send me flowers on Valentine's Day, so now I'm mad. All of that stuff, which is just, Kalina, trust me, it's so hard to let go of blaming other people, because it's so easy just to blame everybody else. But really know that anger is never, ever, ever at you. I had a neighbor come and yell at me, scream and call me. This is my show, if I can say it. Call me a bitch and I'm crazy and I'm going to get sued. And I sat there, and it was the first time in my life where I actually stood there. It was outside, and he kept screaming at me, and I didn't feel anything. I mean, it was the craziest sensation. I didn't take it personally. I listened to all the screams. I knew it wasn't about me. And I was able to smile and wave as he walked away. Now, that's crazy.
Oh, wow. It was powerful. That's powerful that you didn't allow that his energy to, you know, distract you. That's powerful.
And the thing is, it goes back to practice, because I was, you know, back in the day, decades ago, I was the angry person. I was the screamer. I was the yeller. I was the name caller. I did all of that. And so when I ask, you know, when you ask the universe for something, and I ask to be, I want to be happy, then all of these answers start coming. And one of them, and this, especially with this people getting angry and pointing the fingers, I mean, you see it all over the place on TV, in families. Don't ever think that anger is on you. Never take it personal. And if you are the person angry, know that it's not about the other person. It's time to go to the mirror, and take a look, and nobody, and it's hard to do that. And that's why people, quote unquote, get angry, because who wants to look in the mirror and say it's me?
Right. Right. Well, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and it's to own that, to say, no, it's me. It takes a lot to get into that space, to get into that energy, to get into that power.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it ain't easy being a happiness specialist, honey. It ain't easy. So let's go back to your app, because I just want to, because we're coming up to the end of the show, and I want you to share with the audience what you would like them to know about you, about your readings. You can text Kalina at area code 902-222-7278, and I'm going to text you later on with some pictures of these trees out here, because there is one tree that I identify with. I mean, the tree even looks like me with the same wacky hair and everything. So I'm going to send picture of that tree to you after the show.
Cool.
But what would you like to share with the audience? And I'm going to leave this up to you to just go for it.
Sure. To get a hold of me, I have a Facebook page under Kalina Psychic Readings, and Kalina is spelled K-E-L-L-I-E-N-A. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Once a month, I do free one-question readings. You just call from a certain time. It's first come, first serve. So I do offer free one-question readings once a month. For the app, just go to your Apple Store or your Google Play. You can just put in my name, Kalina, and you should find the app. It's free. And it's just, the intention behind that app is just for you to see your power, to see your connection to your guardians, and to develop your psychic abilities with that. I'm always open if you have a question about, you know, if you're trying to translate something or you're having a hard moment. I don't mind one questions like that here and there. But readings, they're all done by phone, so I can do them international. I have clients in Australia, Dubai, everywhere, so just send me a message. I don't mind. And I try to get back to you as soon as I can with it. But my intention behind the readings, honestly, is to hopefully for you, the listeners, for the seekers, the users, is for you to know your power. That's what I feel my role is for with it. And I feel I've done my job right when my student or my seeker comes to the point where it's like, oh, I don't need you, I can do this. That right there, that moment is when, like, good, I did. That's when I feel like I've done my job right.
You know, I'm getting chills again, because that's one thing that I always not look for, but I know when somebody, and that's what I want to. I don't want anybody to have to rely on me. I want you to realize how powerful you are. Use the tools that you, Kalina, share with your audience and for your seekers. You give them the tools so that they can empower and be empowered themselves. And that is the biggest gift you can give to a person and also to this world.
Right. Yeah, and there's also too a good...
No, go ahead. No, I just wanted to say that you are on Facebook, and I want to say, so it's facebook.com, and she spells her name K-E-L-L-I-E-N-A, last name Smith. Everybody should know how to spell Smith, but Kalina Smith on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. With it, because I think that's also too, like, what you're teaching is, Rebecca, I think that's so important, that for all the listeners, for the users, when you go to a teacher, you should be very aware of that. Like, is this teacher empowering me, or are they making me trying to make me dependent on them? Because that's a really good mark of a teacher, like a true teacher. Because there's some, I know I've had experiences before where I've had teachers where they're like, no, you need to come to me once a month for, you know, for X, Y, Z. There's some out there, and that's not right, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I like to give you a few points, practice, give you all the skills, and then get out of here. I got things to do, too.
Yeah, but that's exactly it. That's the point. Like, you're not doing the work for them. You're like, look, this is, here's the guidance. You use your intuition. You do what you feel with it. I think that's beautiful.
Well, I just really appreciate, and you know I love you. Even though we've never met physically, I just feel such a connection to you and that and that whole family. Hi, Mom, if you're listening. Hi, Mom, I want some lasagna too, even though I can't have dairy anymore. I want lasagna. I'll take one of those dairy tolerant pills for an hour before, and I'll have some homemade lasagna. My mouth is salivating right now, but I just want to thank you so much for being on the show. And anytime you know, I welcome you with any information that you have. You are part of what's uplifting and expanding and empowering this planet, and it is a pleasure. It is a pleasure. Oh, my goodness, now I'm all teared up. Pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Rebecca. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate that. I'll come back whenever you want me.
Okay, good. I'm such a baby. I'm such a sap. Okay, thank you, Kalina. Thank you.
You're welcome. Uh-huh. Take care.
All right, everyone. Well, so Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. YouTube channel, just go out and search for Rebecca Norrington and or Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos online. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. and or lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out sometime in 2019. Join me again next week, where I will have a new topic of discussion. And until next week, I want you to remember that you are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient. And love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio, and have a conscious week. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real.